Ons is Parel 96.7 FM, jou harmonie van klanke.
Reg, 072-069-0295 is die WhatsApp nummer. Goeiemôre, welkom, dan kry jy saamkeer. Foot and mouth disease is highly contagious livestock disease and has been confirmed in parts of the Western Cape. Farmers and livestock owners are urged to stay alert for signs such as blisters in the mouth or on the feet, limping, fever and excessive salivation. Early reporting is critical to stop the spread. Do not move animals unless legally authorized and follow all biosecurity measures at farm entrances and at transport points. Report any suspicions immediately to your nearest state vet. Biosecurity is a shared responsibility, Western Cape Department of Agriculture. On the line with us, we have state vet Dr. Solomon Bundy. Doc, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you and how are your listeners?
No, they're well. I'm definitely sure the biggest challenge that we have is for everyone to get to the bottom of what foot and mouth disease is and also how it affects us. Now, can you briefly explain what foot and mouth disease is and why it's such a serious concern for livestock farmers and the Western Cape economy?
Thank you very much. So the foot and mouth disease is a viral disease. So it's caused by the virus called foot and mouth disease virus. Basically, it is a disease with the most economic devastating, it's a livestock disease that has got very high economic devastation, especially in the Western Cape, where for a very long time it has been a foot and mouth disease free province. It was localized high up in the northern side of the country in Mpumalanga, Limpopo, but now it has managed to get to this part of the country. And basically, the reason why it is such an important disease, especially in the Western Cape, is that the Western Cape is a major livestock and agricultural region. So the province produces beef cattle, sheep, dairy products, pork. So agriculture significantly contributes to the Western Cape's GDP and rural employment. So an FMD outbreak, reduces animal productivity like significantly so, especially in milk. It forces quarantine and movement bans, leads to culling of some infected animals or some even dying. And it causes quite a severe income loss for farmers. The second point is that the export markets are extremely affected by the presence of foot and mouth disease as well. So once there is an outbreak of foot and mouth disease, there is ban on export. There were many countries that were exporting from South Africa but using the Western Cape as their export province, and the moment they heard that there was an outbreak, the export market shut down. So that is also another very important impact the disease has on Western Cape. The other one is that the movement restrictions, they affect the whole supply chain.
Yes.
So during the outbreaks, we've got livestock auctions getting suspended, transport permits, restriction, abattoir operate under very strict conditions. Some of them cannot export, especially those are within boundaries that the importers would say, for example, within 10 kilometers, if there's an outbreak of foot and mouth, you cannot export. Then it also comes with high control and prevention costs, the surveillance. Once there's an outbreak, we are forced by law to then conduct control measures, surveillance, vaccination, veterinary inspections. All those are very costly. And then on the rural, especially our communal setup, in the Western Cape, we have got many rural communities in the Western Cape that depend on livestock farming, meat processing, and agricultural sources. services. And an outbreak means a lot of job losses, reduced household income, and increased poverty in these farming areas.
All right, now, where's foot and mouth disease have been identified in the Western Cape, and what actions has the department taken to contain it?
So the first outbreak was in just outside Pau in an area called Mbekweni. That was the very first outbreak we had on the 6th of February. And so that is area number one. Number two, we had another outbreak within the same period of about a day or two in Mfuleni in the communal setup. And Makaza, we had one in Kalkfontein in the West Bank. These areas are adjoining each other. And then the other one was in Klapmats area. And this is now, you know, the Cape Winelands and the City of Cape Town areas. But outside of that, we had one in up in George.
Yeah.
Where, yeah, and then we had also the very recent one happened in the I forgot the name of the municipality, but it's just high up close to Malmesbury area.
Oh,
in
Swartland,
a dairy farm.
The Swartland one.
Swartland, yes, Swartland.
Okay, all right. Now, why is human movement, vehicles and equipment such a major risk factor in the spreading of this disease? And also, what simple actions can people then take every day to reduce the risk of spreading?
So human movement is very important in when it comes to control of foot and mouth disease, because this disease is usually introduced onto a place. So it's not a disease that can, you know, behaves like a human flu that can all of a sudden just appear. So usually it is a behavior of humans, and basically we're talking about the virus itself can stay on vehicle tires, the trucks, the on the clothes, on the human shoes. So when they move around from infected farm to another farm, they can actually spread the virus in so by such movement behaviors. And obviously the movement of vehicles between multiple farms, when let's say it's transporting feed from farm A to farm B, in so doing they can also spread the virus from one farm to the other. And also people can act as what we call mechanical carriers.
Okay.
You know, in as much as people are not infected, but it can stay in their hands, in their equipments, you know, as they visit their neighbors and sharing all that information and all that, or sharing feed, they can also spread the disease.
Okay.
And your next question was
what
the
are simple actions that we
simple
can
actions yes. that so basically they are basic and practical things that humans or farmers can do. Just cleaning and disinfecting, you know, and disinfection with soap. You can actually use soap if you go from visit your farm. You can wash your hands, wash your shoes. You know, we understand that sometimes it's difficult to have, you know, separate shoes for when you go into your crawl and then separate shoes for something else. But if you are using the same type of shoe, you can clean it with soap, you can disinfect it if that is possible. But they can also avoid, especially during this time of outbreaks, just avoid unnecessary visits, you know, from one farm to the other farm.
Okay.
Even if your animals are you have not had any outbreaks, but the fact that there is a virus around, meaning it means that the chances are very high that you may have a virus in your place, even if they're not showing clinical signs. So avoiding those movements from farm to farm are very important. Washing hands thoroughly, changing clothes if possible. Those that are using cars, cleaning those vehicles is very important.
Okay.
And just be careful with how we handle animal products, especially uncooked meat, you know, the chisanyama and all that. It's very important that we handle those things properly, not sharing, you know, because it can move in that cooked. Even if an animal is dead and we share that meat, it can actually spread the virus.
All right, then how does everyone's behavior directly impact whether the outbreak is controlled or worsens?
So people behavior is very important. What we do every day determines if this disease can stay with us for a long time or not. So basically, understanding what foot and mouth disease is, what symptoms it spreads, and as soon as you detect that, report to the responsible authorities, which are the local veterinarian, the government vet, state vet, or even the private vets. They know we work together very nicely with them. So reporting that is very important so that we take actions very quickly. And basically, farmers and farm workers, we encourage them to immediately respond or report to any suspected cases. And it's also important to isolate sick animals. I know it's difficult in the communal setup where there is only one housing for animals, but for those that can, isolation is very important. And just following those strict biosecurity rules that we have discussed. And they can actually make it worse, you know, if farmers choose to hide cases, you know, out of fear of quarantine and all those. So you see the signs and you decide I'm not going to report. That can make it worse because it is a very, very contagious disease. It can spread like wildfire in a very short space of time. So moving animals before without consulting, you know, we offer free consultation to our farmers, just a phone call to tell us, I want to buy animals from this area. Is it a clean area? What is your advice? And then we provide an advice of that. Okay. And the other important thing is ignoring quarantine orders. When there's an outbreak, we do put the farmer or the farm under quarantine in the 3 kilometer zone and the 10 kilometer radius. So ignoring those movement controls is very devastating on the spread of the disease. If we're able to control it or stop the spread within, for example, 6 months or 3 months, if we ignore movement controls, it can linger with us for years.
Okay. Dr. Solomon Bundy, State Vet, thank you very much for taking time to chat to us, and all of the best, and also all of the best with the controlling of this very contagious disease.
Thank you very much.
For the latest updates and official guidance, visit www.elsenburg.com and report any suspect cases to your nearest state veterinarian. Biosecurity is a shared responsibility.
Meer gesins vir 7 FM, meer musiek, meer Afrikaans, jou harmonie van klanke.